Podcasts lets you create your own Chinese immersion experience with level-appropriate stories and authentic conversations. Learn flexibly on the go with the best podcasts for beginners, intermediate, and advanced students. Hello, and welcome to the Hacking Chinese Podcast. In this week's episode, we are going to talk about podcasts for learning Chinese on all levels. Podcasts are great for learning Chinese, assuming, of course, that you're listening to the right podcasts. And in this week's episode, I am going to recommend my favorites for all levels of Chinese, from beginner up to advanced. If you want to browse the most up-to-date version of my recommended podcasts, please head over to the written article on Hacking Chinese. It has a nice table of contents where you can click directly to your level and where you can also get a quick overview of the podcasts I recommend and find them easily. I have sorted my recommendations into three categories, and so the first one is Chinese immersion, and this is where you should spend most of your time. It's great for improving your listening practice, building vocabulary, grammar, and so on. And this category has then been further subdivided into three smaller categories, one for beginners, one for intermediate students, and one for advanced students. Then I have a second category for podcasts that attempt to teach you Chinese, usually in English. And then third, we have a category for podcasts about learning Chinese, such as the one you're listening to right now. Today, I'm not going to go through all my recommendations in detail, although I will list them so you know what I'm talking about, but I will instead focus on the general categories and talk about some important things that I've noticed or thought about when it comes to using podcasts for learning Chinese. As mentioned, if you just want a list of all the podcasts that I recommend, please use the link in the description of this episode and check out the written article on Hacking Chinese. So let's talk a little bit about podcasts and how you can use them to learn Chinese. I was actually quite late to the podcast game. I've liked audiobooks for a long time, but it took until just a few years ago until I really understood why podcasts are convenient, and now I listen way too much to them, so much so that I neglect my audiobooks. I think one of the main advantages with podcasts is that they are so easy to listen to. If you have a good app and you've subscribed to a few podcasts, you will have access to a lot of listening material without really trying to, and they will also add new material all the time. And if you include the backlogs of the podcasts that you've subscribed to, you will have plenty of Chinese to listen to. And you should listen a lot. And I say this all the time on the podcast, so I apologize to long-time listeners, but listening really is the most important skill. It is the most convenient to combine with a busy life, and it has a significant positive impact on all other areas of learning Chinese. If you're not convinced, you can check out an article that hasn't made it to the podcast so far called "Is Speaking More Important Than Listening When Learning Chinese?" And the answer is no. So you want to listen as much as possible, because listening ability is largely a function of practice. So the more you listen, the better you will be at it. And this will also then enable you to do many other things in Chinese, and pick up words and grammar and so on. Naturally, this will only work if you understand the podcasts you are listening to, and you don't need to understand exactly everything that's going on, and maybe you don't understand the first time. Maybe you have to listen twice or three times, and only then you understand. But this process where you try to understand what someone is saying in Chinese and slowly being able to piece things together and make sense of it is extremely important, and that is how we learn. As a consequence of this, it's important to find podcasts that are roughly on your level. And if you're a beginner, this can be quite hard, but when you've studied for a while, this becomes easier. This is also why it took dozens of hours to produce the article that this episode is based on, because I didn't only find podcasts that I like and recommend, I also tried to rank them in order of difficulty, and this is rather tricky. Before we get to the recommendations sorted by level, though, I do want to say a few things about improving listening ability in general, and also about podcasts in particular. I've written a lot about listening comprehension on Hacking Chinese already, and I would like to mention a few of these articles and podcast episodes, just so you know that they exist, and I will put links to these in the description of this episode as well. So first, while this episode is specifically about podcasts, there are of course other ways you can listen that don't come in the shape of a podcast. And so if you want more listening recommendations, you should check out the article called "The 10 Best Free Chinese Listening Resources for All Levels." There you will find recommendations for YouTube channels and other listening content that simply isn't available on podcast platforms. If you're a beginner, there is also another article and podcast episode focusing specifically on beginner listening in Chinese, and so it covers things like what to listen to and how to listen. So I'll put a link to that in the description as well. I would also like to mention a series of articles and episodes called Beyond Timbodong, where we delve deeper into listening comprehension, how it works, and how you can find out why you don't understand and what you can do about it. Next, as I already mentioned, one of the best things with podcasts is that they are easy and convenient to listen to, and this is much more important than most people realize. You need to make listening smooth and effortless if you want to listen a lot, and I did discuss 7 ways of achieving that in an article called 7 Ideas for Smooth and Effort Chinese Listening Practice. So those were some suggestions if you want to learn more about listening comprehension and how you can get better at it in Chinese. But let's talk a little bit more specifically about podcasts now. So one thing that I ask myself when recommending these podcasts is, what benefits do they have over, say, something like YouTube? Because video content has exploded in recent years, and admittedly, podcasts have become much more popular too. But which is best for learning Chinese? Well, you don't need to choose. They both have their merits and flaws. But I do think that podcasts are excellent because they are so flexible. You can listen while doing other things, but it's harder to watch a video while driving your car. It's also interesting that the line between video sharing services like YouTube and podcast platforms, like say Apple Podcasts, is becoming blurred. I mean, many podcasters, including myself, put their episodes as videos on YouTube, and some more visual content creators post their videos on Apple Podcasts too. This makes it a little bit harder to know what a podcast is, but for the purpose of these recommendations, I'm using the distinction that if you have to watch a video, it is not a podcast. If you can consume the content mostly as intended, only by listening, even if there might be video support, this is a podcast. To qualify as a podcast, it also needs to be available on most podcast platforms. So remember, the goal here is to help you listen more, so recommending resources that are easy to access through the same app is important. So let's get started with the immersion category. Here I have collected podcasts that are mostly or entirely in Chinese, and you should listen to these as much as you can. Sometimes, like I said, you need to listen more than once to understand, maybe you need to look something up, but they should largely be on a level where you can understand at least the gist simply by listening. This will feel much harder than listening to someone speaking in English about a dialogue in Chinese, then listening to the dialogue and then having someone dissect it in English afterwards. But listening to podcasts mostly in Chinese or entirely in Chinese is much more beneficial for your learning. If you're going to practice listening, you need to practice listening to Mandarin. Listening to English does not help. Let's start with the beginner podcasts, and these are very hard to find because if you are a beginner, you don't know that many words, you don't know that much grammar, and there are very few things you can make sense of if it is in audio format only. There are a bunch of good YouTube channels for complete beginners that rely mostly on Chinese to teach Chinese and not English, but they also rely a lot on visual support, on images, and on body language, and this does not work in a podcast format. Thus, I have struggled to find good podcasts to recommend here, but I do have 3 that I think are worth mentioning. And while I won't go through much detail for each podcast I recommend, I will mention them and say something about them at least here. But for the full details, including where to find them, what I think about them, the pros and cons, and so on, check the written article on Hacking Chinese. So my first recommendation is Comprehensible Chinese, and it's also a YouTube channel called Bumpy Chinese, so the content here is the same, but it is available as a podcast. These episodes are entirely in Chinese and can be accessed even if you haven't studied Chinese for that long. It will be easier if you have access to video support, but you can rely on audio only as well. My next recommendation is Learning Chinese Through Stories. They offer a large number of podcast episodes for learners on many different levels, and they speak almost entirely in Chinese, and they are quite good at explaining things in Chinese, paraphrasing, circling back, and doing all sorts of things to help you understand. There aren't that many episodes for beginners, but on Spotify there is a specific playlist that I link to, which contains only the beginner episodes, and they are labeled with a 1 at the beginning, and well, then intermediate is 2, and then advanced is 3. But if you're a beginner, check for those that start with a 1. So my third and final recommendation, at least for now, is Melnick's Chinese. This one deviates a little bit from what I said above, because he does use quite a lot of English in his episodes, but it is aimed at zero beginners, and like I said, it is extremely difficult to teach Chinese in Chinese using audio only if you are a pure beginner. So that's why I have included it here, even though it does contain a fair amount of English. He does a fairly good job of repeating enough times that you can actually learn from just listening, though, which is not necessarily true for other similar podcasts. So while not ideal, this is the best I've found so far. If you do have recommendations for Chinese-only or mostly Chinese-only podcasts for beginners, please let me know. So moving on to the intermediate category. And now that you've studied Chinese for a while and have a basic foundation, you have many, many more podcasts to choose from. However, the intermediate level is also very broad and encompasses many different skill levels, from lower intermediate up to some kind of semi-advanced level. I have done my best to put the recommendations in order of difficulty, with the easiest first, but as I said initially, this is very tricky to do, and many podcasts also contain episodes on different levels, and so would technically belong in different places in this list all at once. I have 10 recommendations for intermediate podcasts, and they are all excellent resources for learning Mandarin. Again, as usual, for the full description of each recommendation, you should check out the written article, but I will read through the 10 recommendations here so you as a listener know what I'm recommending. Maybe you recognize some of these, and maybe you want to look up some of the others. And if you've listened to several of these, maybe you have opinions about my difficulty rating as well. And if you do, you can head over to Hacking Chinese and leave a comment. Similarly, if your favorite podcast is not listed, please let me know. So my recommendations are Learning Chinese Through Stories, and now it's the intermediate and advanced level, as opposed to the beginner level I recommended earlier, Tea Time Chinese, Mao Mi Chinese, Chinese Pod, and here I want to clarify that I'm recommending the upper intermediate, advanced, and media levels, because they are mostly in Chinese. But if you search for Chinese Pod on your podcast platform, you will see that there are different podcasts. There is one for intermediate and one for advanced, and then these have different episodes or different difficulty levels within them. So I'm talking about anything from upper intermediate and up. Next, we have Speak Chinese with Da Peng. Then we have Learn Mandarin in Mandarin with Hui Min, and then Haike Mandarin, and then Convo Chinese, Learn Taiwanese Mandarin, and finally Da Shu Mandarin. Moving on to advanced learners, and I think you should probably focus mostly on authentic content, so that is content that is not produced for language learners, but for other native speakers. There is, however, a huge difficulty range in different types of podcasts here, so some podcasts that are for native speakers are not that much harder than the hardest learner podcasts, and then again, some of them are really hard. So if you listen to something and find it very difficult, try something else. This category could in theory consist of 1,000 recommendations. I mean, there are so many podcasts for native speakers, but I have not listened to more than a fraction of those, and so I'm going to recommend some that I like, and some of them are rather accessible for students. So the first one, which is the easiest to access, is Ban Na Tie, which is a business story podcast, so basically telling stories of companies and their founders and so on. Then we have Sheng Dong Zao Cafe, which is also a business podcast, but now focusing on news, so it's daily but rather short episodes. Then we have Diu Diu Ke Huan Dian Bo, which is a podcast about science fiction, literature, movies, and so on. And then finally we have Pi Bei Jia Wa, which is a general culture podcast. So these are just the ones I happen to like and listen to regularly, and if you have recommendations for things I should check out and maybe add to the list, do let me know. This means that we are done with the immersion category, and we can move on to the next one, which is the best Chinese teaching podcasts. And if you were looking forward to a long list of recommendations here, I am sorry to disappoint you, because I don't think that these podcasts are any good. They will make you feel like you're learning Chinese, but you're actually not. You learn Chinese by engaging with Chinese, not with English. And if every encounter with Chinese is mediated through English, you're not really trying to understand what anybody is saying, and the learning experience is not very good. I mean, it will feel good, it will feel safe, and you will feel like you're building some kind of Chinese ability, but you are not. You're mostly wasting your time, and you're much better off spending your time in the immersion category that we just talked about. This is a topic I will return to in a future episode, probably fairly soon, because I do think that there is a lot to discuss when it comes to these teaching podcasts. The only exception when I think it's a good idea to listen to someone who uses a little bit of English to make sure you follow along is if you're a complete beginner. However, just because I'm limiting myself to recommending podcasts specifically today, there is nothing that limits you as a beginner from listening to other things. And as I've already mentioned, there are plenty of YouTube channels where they use body language, images, and so on to help you understand. And then you can stick to mainly things in Chinese still. That's just not something I'm recommending in this episode. But I do have that article I mentioned earlier, the 10 best free Chinese listening resources for beginners, intermediate, and advanced students. And that one does contain video recommendations as well, so go and check it out. Moving on to the third and final category, which is the best podcasts about learning Chinese. And the idea here is not that listening to these podcasts will improve your Chinese, because they are in English, or at least mostly in English, and my podcast is a good example. You will not improve your Chinese listening comprehension by listening to me speaking about podcasts in Chinese, but I do hope that my podcast will indirectly help you learn Chinese, maybe by suggesting good podcasts that you can then go and listen to, for example. Still, the podcasts I recommend here should take up a very small fraction of your study time, and you should spend almost all your time in the immersion category we just talked about. So the first podcast I want to recommend is the Hacking Chinese podcast. And you're listening to this, so you already know about my podcast, but I'm of course including it in the article because not everybody who reads Hacking Chinese also listens to the podcast. And if you are listening to this, I would appreciate it greatly if you helped me spread the word, for example, by sharing the article with the best podcasts that I'm talking about today. Next up, we have You Can Learn Chinese by Jared Turner and John Pasden, which has been going for a long time now and also contains lots of interesting discussions about learning and teaching Chinese, as well as numerous interviews with various, well, mostly learners, but also other people who have interesting stories to tell. My third and final recommendation is I'm Learning Mandarin by Misha Wilmers, which is again a podcast about learning Chinese with a mix of interviews with interesting people, including yours truly, and discussions about various aspects of learning Chinese. So those were all the podcast recommendations I had for you today. If you know of a great podcast, don't hesitate to contact me so I can update this episode and article and publish an even better one, maybe next year. But in the meantime, you should have plenty of Chinese to listen to, so go check out some of my recommendations and let me know what you think. Thank you for tuning in to the Hacking Chinese podcast. If you like this episode, please share it. More information and inspiration about learning and teaching Chinese can be found at hackingchinese.com. See you in the next episode, and until then, good luck with your studies.